Sunday, August 4th. We are at the point now where, or I'm at the point now, and I feel like most of you guys, people listening, are around my age, where Hall of Fame classes in the major sports, if you're a sports fan, are our peers, at least, you know, around the same age as us, whereas we know the entire story and have really seen the entire body of work. Last night, it was, to name a few, Champ Bailey, Tony Gonzalez, Ty Law, Kevin Mawai, Ed Reed. Five names that I can tell you a lot about all of those careers, where they went to college, where they played in the pros, how good or bad they were they overrated. I remember when the Jets drafted Kevin Mawai, you know, whenever that was, 15, 18 years ago. It just, I don't know what it means, but it means that we're at a certain age now where, like, the people playing these sports that we're watching are, like, really kids compared to us. You know, like, there was a period there where even when you're, you know, 32 or 34, where, like, the people in the league are 26, 28, and, like, you kind of still feel on the same level as them in a way. But now that the guys that we saw enter the league are being inducted to the Hall of Fame, which is 5 years post-career, you know, you're our prime playing days are clearly behind us. This was a great class, right? Like, Ed Reed, best safety of my lifetime. I mean, Ronnie Lott, I consider that a little before my time. Champ Bailey, one of the great corners of my life, you know, with Revis and Dion and whatnot, but Dion was even a little before my time as well. Gonzalez, one of the top two tight ends I've probably ever seen besides Gronk. Mawai, obviously I don't know offensive line play that well, but I know he was an all-pro often. And Ty Law, you know, Michigan, New England Patriots, Super Bowl, pick six, like just a guy that I was always rooting for because he was a Wolverine back in my day around those parts. And, you know, a really good class. And it's cool that it was, you know, three of the great defensive backfield guys. You know, like if you were starting a defensive backfield of the last 20 years, there's a good chance that Reed, Bailey, and Ty Law might be in it. So that's really it. Good class, but more than that, I'm just really thinking about how everyone from this point forward in the Hall of Fame, you know, are guys that we really, really understand and can really therefore argue about. So you got any shit to say about Ed Reed in the Hall of Fame, call me up. Hope you guys had a great weekend.